Good morning, good morning. This is Thane Shively hailing from the thriving metropolis of Shelly, Idaho. And I've got a co-host on with me this morning. Brianna, if you're there, put *6, and that will unmute you. That way you can hear
I'm
me
going
interrupt. Oh, perfect. There you are. Sweet. This morning, as I was thinking about everything that is coming and going within Avini and things of that nature, it's because of a little thing that I saw in the WhatsApp chat. Sometimes I don't have the ability to respond to everything, but something that somebody had posted not too long ago actually grabbed my attention, and that's the inspiration for today's phone call. And the title of today's phone call is To Trust the Process. Okay. I want to first start off with a very, very simple idea. And it actually comes to us from Henry Ford. Now, Henry Ford, years ago, he had this vision, if you will, of creating the world's first motor coach. They didn't call it an automobile, because it was literally a motorized coach. Now, the intriguing thing about it is Henry Ford needed a place to be able to work on his vision. But he didn't have a shop, a shed, or anything of the nature, and he definitely didn't want to leave it out in the open for other people to rob or thieve his ideas. And his neighbor actually had a little tool shed. And he convinced his neighbor at one point in time, hey, you know, I want to build this motor coach. I've got an idea, and I want to work on it inside your shop, inside your tool shed. Is that okay? A neighbor agreed, of course. But the interesting thing about it is after the thing was built, Henry Ford then quickly realized, hey, there's a single man door coming in and out of the tool shed. However, you've got this motor coach that won't fit through the door to get outside. So Henry Ford was faced with a very interesting dilemma. How do I get my motor coach from inside the building to the outside world to practice and work on it? So Henry Ford, through his ability to convey the message and to share the vision, encouraged his next door neighbor to physically destroy one wall of his tool shed so that his motor coach could once be free to utilize its potential and to be able to continue to build the vision of what we now know as Ford Motor Company. Okay? So, with that, like I said, the intriguing thing about it is we need to trust the process. Now, the quote that I saw on the WhatsApp chat that actually encouraged this phone call is, and I'm using this loosely, what am I not doing correctly? Okay? Or rather, what am I doing wrong? Now, that was a real interesting question, because perhaps that it's not that you're doing anything wrong, but rather, what are you not doing enough of the right things? Okay? Now, Brianna, I've got you on here as well.
Yeah.
Because I want you to kind of verify. Now, you're a steward of network marketing as well. And you've actually done some pretty significant things as well in your past, given the fact that you're only 25 years old.
Well, I'm 33, but thank you. You know, well,
there you go.
I'll take 25 all day long. That's fine.
There you
but
go.
Yeah,
there you go.
I've done some things, and I've traveled to some different places that I feel like caused a significant change. But sometimes, I mean, obviously I throw some different things at you that gives you some challenges.
Yep, exactly. That it does, that it does. And sometimes it's not our control, or rather it's out of our control. Basically, we just share the message and let the message take care of itself. That kind of sounds familiar, because that's that line that I've used with you several times as I was introducing this to you.
Yep.
But if you think about it, Brianna, this is quite interesting, and I start off everybody's approach or introduction, if you will, into Avini with a very simple thought, okay? And in fact, if you can remember, going back, it's kind of a few months, but I started off the conversation or this discovery into Avini with the thought that went something like this. I want to share an idea with you. And then I shared the clock and the sand analogy. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yep. And that simple analogy is this. If you had a clock and you opened it up every day and sprinkled in a very, very tiny, minute amount of sand inside that clock, how long would that clock continue to function before it started to have issues? And, of course, the answer is well, it may not take very long. Okay, well, the interesting parallel with that very simple analogy is the fact that the human body is that clock. And the grains of sand that get placed inside of us are chemicals, toxins, and pollutants that get put into our bodies every day, every time we eat, drink, breathe. Okay, whether it's stuck in commute, transportation, you know, caught in traffic with car exhaust, whether it's smog, interstate smog, you know, things of that nature. Now, the interesting thing, I want to ask you this directly, Brianna, because you've got some challenging issues, okay? And because of the fact that you yourself have been diagnosed with these specific things, what did you hear when I shared that analogy with you?
Well, I think I just heard what I've been thinking forever is that, like, unless I find something to help with these issues, like, I'm going to end up being 50 and my life's going to be a little bit rougher than it needs to be. And, you know, I think that that's how it is with everyone. It's, if you don't take care of your body now, then, and if there's not a way to completely reverse whatever you're dealing with, I mean, you're going to have some challenges that maybe you don't need to have, right? But luckily, I mean, we know now that there's ways to help heal your body from the inside out. The crazy thing is that when you go to different medical doctors or different things like that, that maybe don't know about Avini's products, they're not going to give you that option. So being able to have another option and to also be an advocate for yourself and your own body, I think is really empowering for people.
Yes. You're absolutely right. And the best part about it is a lot of people feel as though they don't have the ability to control what's happening in their life. The interesting thing about it is one of the statements that was burned into my memory a long time ago is the easiest and best way to predict your future is to create it yourself. Okay? Now, some of the other thoughts that I love to share, and Brianna, I don't know how many times I've shared this with you as well, but I hammer this point home as well because of the fact that a rooster has the right to crow if he has the spurs to back it up. And we've got the ability to come straight out and say, hey, listen, you know, this is a matter of fact. What we've got going on right now is something that works. Okay, the bullet points that I love sharing with people. After I get done talking about the clock analogy and about the sand inside the human body, I share with them the fact that we've discovered something that has 14 clinical trials that is proven every time safe, effective, and it works, quite to the point that it's been AMA and FDA peer-reviewed. The best part about the AMA and FDA peer review is the fact that they've given it a GRAS status, which basically means it's safe, zero negative side effects, and the best part about it as well, we've got a 30-day money-back guarantee, okay? Now, Brianna, it was quite interesting because I remember sharing those bullet points with you when it was time to collect a decision. You know, do you want more information or am I going to disconnect? But when I shared those bullet points with you, what was your thoughts that was going through your head?
I have nothing to lose. Like, that was my only thought, really, is, well, what have you got to lose? I mean, I've tried everything else. I've I've done IV therapy. I've done medications. I've done all sorts of things. You know, like, what's this going to hurt? And to be honest, trying this out was a lot cheaper than some of the other things that I've had to do. So, like, yeah, if I can get my money back, if it really sucks, then I'll do that. But, I mean, there's really no risk involved.
Yeah. Yeah, the fascinating possibility of everything's upside, nothing's downside. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. You know, the thing that I always love to do with this is I plant that possibility of what if. Okay? They always say curiosity kills the cat, but the interesting thing about it is curiosity always opens the door of possibility. Because if you think about it, how many people want to be 90 years old? The answer, of course, is people that are turning 89. People that are turning 90 tomorrow. You know, I totally messed that up, but I hope you get the idea. So with that, I sent you the Rick Deitch 5-minute video. Okay? And the 5-minute video basically covered everything, you know, left, you know, some windows open of possibility, perhaps a little more questions and things of that nature. And then I did a remarkable thing after you viewed the information. What did I do after that, Brianna?
Oh, you sent me a link.
Okay. I sent you a link to Rick Deitch. There you go. Yep. I followed up. They always say the fortune is in the follow-up. The beauty of that is, did I do it alone, though?
Nope. It was a three-way call.
Yeah, it was a three-way phone call. So the interesting thing about it, though, is I'm really going to test your memory now. Okay? From then till now, right, I'll go easy on you. But the interesting thing about it is from then till now, how many three-way phone calls have I done with you even after you've gotten your membership and started working with me?
Oh, easily probably 10.
Yeah. So the three-way process never stops since you've gotten your membership. The beauty of
No, because it's just been a matter of, well, do you have the answer? If not, let's find someone who does.
Exactly. Yep. And how confident does that make you feel, knowing that there's other people out there that have the answers to what you're looking for, and all I got to do is make a phone call to connect with them? How confident does that make you feel?
Well, pretty confident, because, I mean, it just shows that, like, you know, now that I've already had those connections with people, that opens the door for me to contact them as well. So it's just another tool in my tool belt so that I can contact someone else and look like I know what I'm talking about, even if I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I can pass that on to whoever else I'm working with. So I think that just having tools can help you be confident, especially when you're starting out and maybe you don't know everything. And it makes you look like, you know, I've got all these connections and I can help you with this, this, and this, when in reality you probably had no clue what the answer is, but someone else does.
Yeah. Yep. You know, it's quite an interesting comment or statement, if you will, within the industry of network marketing. You know, you fake it till you make it. And sometimes I like that, sometimes I don't. However, the interesting thing about it is when doing it through a phone call, the A is the individual that knows the answer to the question. We call them the ABC calls, okay? Or in other words, three-way phone calls. But the person that is the A is the expert. They're the individual that has the information that is going to talk with the prospect, who is the C in this process. Now, the B is the individual that's the connecting link between the expert and the prospect. Now, what is the main role with the B in the three-way phone call dynamic?
I just feel like they're the person that introduces it, and they're the person that confirms that whatever A is saying is correct. You know, they back them up.
Yep, exactly. But during the three-way phone call, in and of itself, And if you remember back to the first time I introduced you to Chris Bruce,
mm-hmm.
I gave a glowing review. I said, you know what, Chris is an individual that has done X amount of things. You know, he was studying pre-med in high school, so he's got a big brain on his shoulders. Very intelligent guy. He's the individual that I go to several times to be able to get the information that I'm looking for, specifically when it's medical. Okay? I introduced Chris. I edified him. I introduced Chris, and then I hit mute on my phone. I sat back, listened in, I took notes, and the beauty of it as well is I learned while you were asking Chris questions.
Right.
I learned different dynamics on how to communicate. I learned different information as you were asking him your questions. I learned a great deal more. So the best part about being the B on the ABC or the three-way phone call connection is the fact that I actually did very little for the phone call itself. I took the time to set it up, but as far as answering all the questions, as far as being the individual that brings all the information to the table, I didn't have to do any of that. I just said, hey, Chris, Brianna, Chris, and then I hit mute and took the back seat and was quiet the entire time. Okay? Now, one thing that's quite interesting too, Brianna, and I want to ask you this. If I was in the middle of that phone call with you and Chris at the very beginning, the first phone call I introduced you to Chris, if I interrupted Chris during this entire process, what would that make you think about how I feel about Chris if I kept interrupting him?
Well, he didn't know what he was talking about.
Exactly. It would show a great deal of disapproval. It would show a great deal of lack of respect. And not only that, though, but I would be shooting myself in the foot. Because here I am introducing Chris as an individual, an expert in this trade, one that has all the information. And if I keep interrupting him, that's not going to look very good for a business standpoint of view. Okay?
Right.
So, from that point in time, you know, with that three-way phone call, when it was completed, we thanked Chris for his time. Do you remember what the next question was that I asked you?
What do you want to do?
Exactly.
Yep.
What do you want to do? You know, if I remember correctly, I basically said something to the conclusion of, is you're in the driver's seat, and I'm only a messenger. You know, I'm here to help. The biggest thing is I won't harass you because I don't have time. I respect you too much to harass you. So, yeah, exactly what you said, Brianna. What do you want to do? What's your thoughts? Are we going to move forward? Do you want more information? You know, and the big thing about this, too, is timing is absolutely paramount. Okay? You've already spoken with some individuals with which you've already gained some traction. I mean, I'm going to brag on you a little bit, if I may. Is that all right?
Well, I guess. I mean, I don't know what you're going to say, so I'll just let you.
There you go. First off, I want to, you know, kind of think about the amount of time frame or the amount of information that you've gone through, okay? Do you feel comfortable with what we're trying to do?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Do you have the big vision as far as what Avini is all about?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what your role is with Avini as far as getting you or helping you get where you want to go?
Yeah, and I also feel like that's like continually evolving, right? I think
exactly.
That, you know, your why or like your goals, they're always changing. And it also depends on where you're at in your life. There's different stages in life, and so it's always changing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And at the same point in time, the best thing about this is we're always, just like what you said, evolving with information, with the possibilities of what we can and will do to aid and assist other people. Now, it's quite an interesting thing, Brianna, because you and I think a lot alike into the respect that you and I aren't money-driven. We're purpose-driven.
Yeah.
We want to make a difference. Okay? And with that having been said, like I said earlier, I was going to brag on you a little bit, because, correct me if I'm wrong, how long have you been involved in the company? A little over a week, haven't you?
Well, technically, yeah, probably a week or two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Officially.
And it, officially. Yeah, there you go. And the fascinating thing with this is, for everybody that's listening in on this conversation, you and I basically belong to the same church worship service. And the interesting thing about it is you know, I want you to tell your story with Nell and how that went with being able to share the same information with other people.
Yeah, so there is a lady that is in our congregation that is one of my favorite people. I love her so much, and she's 80. She's a spitfire. She's hilarious, but she's got a lot of medical issues, and I mean a lot, like more than anyone I've seen in a long time. And her feet always hurt. She's got issues with her gut. She's got issues with her blood circulation. Her head is always hurting. She's been trying to quit smoking. She's just got all these things, and so I formed a friendship with her a couple years ago when I moved in. And we've just been friends, and I cut her hair and do different things for her. And I was talking to her, and I said, you know, I have been using this product, and it's really helped me. I said, I think it would help you too. I don't know a ton about it, I said, but I know that it helps your gut. And if it does nothing else, I said, I think it would help your gut and help you feel better. And she said, okay, I'll try it. And so I helped her get a bottle, and I talked to her at church 3 days later. And she was so smiley, and I said, how are you doing today? How are you feeling? And she said, you know what, today's day three. And I said, okay, day three of what? And she said, I haven't had a cigarette in 3 days. And I said, what? And she said, yeah. She said, after I talked to you, like, I think that I'm going to, like, try and do better with my health. She said, I haven't had a cigarette in 3 days. And she said, this may be TMI. She said, but I haven't had a regular bowel movement in years. And she said, ever since you gave me those drops, she's like, it feels like my guts are starting to work. And I was like, it's only been 3 days, and what? Like, I'm shocked, but I'm pretending to, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, of course, yeah, that's so great. I knew that would happen. But she was so excited, and that made me so excited for her, and I have just continued to follow up with her, and she keeps telling me all these small things that have been happening. Well, my back started hurting, and now it doesn't hurt. And she said, you know, my back's always hurt, and now it just feels cold. And I'm like, well, that's because the inflammation's going down, and you're starting to get circulation into those nerves and oxygen into those cells, and so that's why it's cold, because I had the same thing that happened with my knee when I started taking it. And then she's telling me about how she's able to, you know, like, her gut doesn't hurt, and all these different things. And those may seem really small, you know, but for her, it's been years of not feeling good because she's backed up, or she's constantly living on Pepto-Bismol or whatever. So to be able to do that for her has been a blessing in my life, because that's what it's about, right? Life is about people and the relationships you make. So I'm just glad that I could introduce that to her.
Yep. Yep. Be the messenger to facilitate her feeling hope in her life. I do remember you messaged me something about her having more natural sleep.
Yes, she said that.
What's that all about?
So she told me that she said she's sleeping rashly, and I said, what do you mean? And she had been taking so many sleeping medications just to try and sleep. It's something she struggled with her whole life, and she said that she hadn't had to take a bunch of sleeping medications, and she's falling asleep on her own and waking up on her own. Where before, she'd have to drug herself so much to even get to sleep, and then when she woke up, she still felt horrible because it's like she was like having a hangover. And so she's like, I'm sleeping naturally. And that to her was just huge. So, I mean, for 3 days of her being just on drops has been amazing. And I followed up with her. She's now over a week. And she said that it just, different things just keep changing and it just keeps getting better. And so that to me is really encouraging as someone that's new and still trying to learn to just see what's happening with her and to be able to share that with other people because I've now seen that for myself.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the thing that I love, as you started talking to Mel, you even mentioned it. Hey, I don't know a whole lot about this. I've been taking it. This is what it did for me. Let's see if we can help you. You know, the funny thing about it too, Brianna, is the fact that, you know, as you were talking to Mel about this at church, there happened to be an innocent bystander that was overhearing your entire conversation, and Krista, what happened to her?
She's so funny. She said, well, what are these? And I said, well, it's some drops that I gave now. And she said, well, I want some. And I said, you want some? She said, yeah. She was like, I don't know what it is, but, like, I want some. And I just said, okay. I said, well, just message me, and I'll get you some stuff. And I had forgotten. I had totally forgotten. And so then the next day I get a text message, hey, you remember how you said that you were going to get me some of these things? She was like, I need you to send me some information. Okay, that's fine. So I sent it to her, and, I mean, she, and I just told her the same thing. I said, you know, I don't know what all you're dealing with, and she told me a little bit about her medical stuff, and I said, well, this is what I've seen, and this is what Nell has seen, and there is a 30-day money-back guarantee, and, you know, I'd be happy to help you, and I said, you know, just try it, and if you hate it, send it back. Who cares? I said, I'm not upset, and, you know, I want you to be healthy, and I want you to feel good, and so if you don't like it, send it back, and I'm not going to be upset.
Yeah. Yep.
And she actually signed up as a rep.
Yeah.
She's now a distributor, so.
Yeah. So the interesting thing about it that I love to point out is the power of third-party credibility is absolutely amazing. And the reason I say that, even though Mel didn't have a dog in the fight, so to speak, she didn't have any specific reason as to why to tell you this, other than the fact that she just wanted to give you good feedback, and the fact that Krista happened to be overhearing the entire conversation, because of the fact that you had mentioned to Nell, and Nell was reporting back, and Krista overheard your conversation, you gained third-party credibility right there on the spot, which sparked Krista's intrigue.
Absolutely.
And all the way around, you know, all the way around. So the ability of third-party validation with this is huge. Absolutely,
absolutely
huge. To put it scripturally, in the Bible, it states, a prophet is without honor in his own land.
Right.
But because of the fact that you had Nell sharing that, that was huge. And it sparked Krista's interest, and now Krista's going to experience the same benefit as well. So with that, you know, that more or less kind of helps share the step-by-step process as far as what it is that I go through, what it is that I do. You know, you having been gone through this firsthand with me and understand the process, the duplication of it is quite simple. As they usually say, wash, rinse, and repeat. Okay? With that, Brianna, I wanna have you share a little bit more, if you will, about who you are and what you've done in other network marketing companies, because you actually have applied the same principles in a different company, and you and your husband actually opened up the country of Brazil.
We did. Yeah, we were part of that. I won't say that we fully did it on our own or take really any credit for that, but that was something that we did. We had heard that, so backing up a little bit, my husband's cousin used to run a farm for the church that we go to, and they have farms in Brazil. And so we knew that this company had plans within the next year or two to open up this country. And because of that compensation plan, basically if you meet certain requirements and you help open up that country, you get 1% of all of the profits in that country when it opens up, and you gain what's called a founder spot. And so we just thought, you know, this is perfect. Why, it's his cousin speaks Spanish or Portuguese, and she lived there, and so she's the one that approached me and said, this is what I want to do. Will you help me with it? And I said, absolutely. The thing that was super intriguing to me about Brazil is that the people there do not have access to regular medical care. And so the company we were working with, it fit that perfectly. It was going to be able to give these people solutions to help with everyday medical necessities and needs without them having to go or find medical treatment, and it would just help them with overall better health so that they didn't need to do that. And I thought, you know what, this would be so great. This would help so many people. Let's do it. And getting a bonus for those sales at the end of the year, that would be icing on the cake. So we made a plan. We went to Brazil. This was back in 2017. And we traveled around Brazil teaching health classes, natural health classes, showing them how to do different things, like treat ear infections or different things like that, just small, minor things. And we met some amazing leaders. We started having them teach their own classes. We helped them get the products that they needed. And but because that country wasn't open, getting those products there was our responsibility. And it was great. People were so excited, and they were helping each other, and it was wonderful. And then eventually what happened is it started to get so big, and all the shipping ended up having to go through us. And that's just something that we couldn't continue doing with 4 small children, and Wyatt's cousin had some small kids as well. And so we needed help. And we talked to some people who were a little bit higher up who had the financial means to do that. And we soon learned that in order for our team leaders to get the help they needed, there had to be a trade. And that trade would be us giving up the opportunity to become founders in that country. And when you go to a country like that and you see that type of poverty, the choice is really easy. It's hard from a financial standpoint, but it's easy because you sit there and you think, well, I'm in my house and I can drive a car and these people have nothing. And am I really going to say no to getting them the help and the training that they need on an individual basis just so that I can line my pockets? And the answer is no, you're not. So we didn't. And so we made that trade, and those people have been super successful. It did end up in us losing out on that opportunity, and that was rough. But we've also gained so many positive experiences for that, and I really feel like we've been blessed. And sometimes those things just don't make sense, right? Like, you don't understand why you need to go through that or why that had to be how it needed to be. But a couple of years down the road, I think looking back on it, everything has worked out in an oddly perfect way. I mean, I've been introduced to a company that is just now starting that has the ability to do a lot of good. I have a lot of resources, and I've been able to make a lot of contacts in different countries that in the future could serve me well. And I've still been able to keep those friendships and things that are the most important. And so it's all been great, you know. Sometimes yeah. it's a little hard getting there.
Yep.
But it's definitely something I would do again, because at the end of the day, I mean, it's not about money, it's about people. And I think that when you run a business, or if you work that way, whatever you do, it's going to turn out for the best. So.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. You know, and Brianna, I remember when you shared that story with me, I remember thinking in my mind, this is the person that truly gets it. It truly understands that it's all about people, not profits, not politics. It's about people. Okay?
Yeah.
I've got a quote that I wrote down in my journal here, and it's actually from John Maxwell, for those of you who know him. And it says, the greatest joy you'll ever have is people. The greatest sorrow you'll ever have is people. The greatest potential you'll ever have in life is people. The greatest problems you'll ever have in life is people. The greatest asset you'll ever have in life is people. The greatest liability you'll ever have in life is people. Find the seed of greatness in others. Help that person discover it for themselves. Then fertilize it, water it, and watch it grow. That's your only job. Always play to people's strengths. Always discover their seeds of greatness and help them grow. The big thing I always love to share, and I hope this comes through in this entire call, but the one thing I want everybody to remember is fall in love with the process, not the outcome. Because just like what you've mentioned, just like that story, Brianna, the outcome is something that could have crippled you and your husband. It could have made you bitter, but it didn't. And that's one thing that I find very attractive with you, is because of the fact that it's a life lesson that you've learned from. You're always trusting in the process. And if I can say it this way, I will always trust that everything is in the Lord's time frame, not our time frame. Like I said before, we are nothing more than messengers. Our main responsibility with this is to share the message, help facilitate the decision, and figure out what individuals want to do. That's our only objective with this. Do we want to help? Absolutely. But anyhow, that covers all the notes I've shared this morning. That's all I've got. Y'all have yourselves a great Avini Day. Go out there. Be the miracle that somebody's hoping, looking, and praying for.
Thank you for your time. I know you have questions, so please get with the person who shared this information with you and get all of your questions answered. We invite you to join the Avini family to make a difference through natural healing.